Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
As well as the Making Star Wars Podcast Network. Southern California tickets are now on sale for the Steel Wars 200th podcast live at the Scum and Villainy Cantina on Saturday the 2nd of February at 3:30 p.m. And we will be joined by special interview guest Eric Walker, who played Mace Tuani in the 80s Ewok made-for-TV films A Caravan of Courage, An Ewok Adventure, and Ewoks, The Battle for Endor. Get ready for behind-the-scenes stories from the films, what it was like to work with Warwick Davis, and of course, the maker, George Lucas. Plus, we'll have a special audience mic set up if you've got a question to ask too. And if you can, hang out for a bit after the show and take in all the fun of the Scum and Villainy Cantina. Pre-sale tickets are just $10 and are available from steelwars.com or $12 on the door from the Scum and Villainy Cantina. I cannot wait to talk Ewoks with Eric and I hope to see you there. But for now, let's get on with the show. Industrial Light and Magic's Masa Narita reveals how his lifelong love of building scale models led him to working on retrofitting the Millennium Falcon for Lando Calrissian in Solo, A Star Wars Story. In this quick chat, we talk about the love and detail that went into rebuilding the Falcon, and surprisingly how his practical model building experience transferred into the CGI realm.
The concept was, you know, the Han's Falcon, the concept was the most fastest ship in the universe with a piece of junk look, right? So that reflect Han's characteristics. But this time, we have to, you know, reflect Lando's characteristic, which is the most beautiful ship in the universe.
This is Steel Wars episode 189, Industrial Light and Magic's Masa Narita rebuilds the Falcon. This episode of Steel Wars is also available in full video at youtube.com/Steel Wars. The link is in this podcast episode's show notes. Treat those eyes. Click it.
So, Masa, you are CG modeling lead on Solo. I'm interested you brought a actual model with you. I guess to the layman, those skills wouldn't transfer.
Yeah, I would say the, you know, practical modeling, you know, skill is very, you know, essential for the CG modeling as well.
Okay. So you started off working on models, like as a boy?
Yeah, just as a hobby. You know, I love to model the plastic scale model kit, you know, real life tank, you know, airplane, jet planes, you know, ships, those kind of stuff.
And how did that develop into CG modeling?
Yeah, very important thing is, you know, observing the stuff, you know, the training your eye.
Yes.
To see the, you know, actual real life stuff. And then that's good for, that is very helpful to, you know, create something new in the, you know, virtual CG world.
Okay, so is the skills that you learned modeling more with your eyes, or is there like your hands, is it a total different type of skill to do the modeling in a computer compared to on a physical model?
I think it's different. It's the same, just you are doing practically or just doing virtually on the computer. I think I would say it's the same skill.
Okay, yeah. Just a different brush.
Yep, that's right. Yeah,
very interesting.
Yes, actually, I am the U.S. you know, scale model contest winner.
You say that again?
Yeah, I'm you know, the winner of the 2004 U.S. National Scale Modeling Contest.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
why Lucasfilm, you know, the, you know.
What model did what model did you paint to win that?
That was a big battleship on the big diorama, mm-hmm. you know, sea. I created all sea surface with three big, you know, battleships. Yeah.
Nice. Do you sort of long for the days in the 80s when Phil Tippett and those guys were making models, or, yeah. do you love the...
Actually, my dream was, you know, to become the practical model builder.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the era is finished, and now everything is CG, so I have to do the CG modeling instead.
So in working on Solo, you had the very iconic established Millennium Falcon,
mm-hmm.
and you had the task of, like, retrofitting it to be newer or mm-hmm. older, but still yeah. stay in the proportions of the mm-hmm. the vehicle that we know now. Mm-hmm. What challenges did that?
Yeah, the biggest challenge was, you know, how to transform Land Falcon to, you know, Episode 4 Millennium Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we took is we bring the CG, you know, Episode 7 CG Falcon, and then put and then remove all covers, panels,
mm-hmm.
and then put the we call the greaves. It's a very detailed mech interior,
mm-hmm.
and then make Han Solo's, you know, Falcon first. Oh, actually later, but that Falcon was total 600 million pulleys with 21,000 parts. And then, other hand, I have to put that Millennium Falcon into Lando's Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
So we put, you know, panels about 1 foot above the, you know, surface of the Millennium Falcon, original Falcon, and then created a new Lando Falcon. And then put the escape pod into the mandibles,
mm-hmm.
the front, you know. The concept was, you know, the Han's Falcon, the concept was the most fastest ship in the universe with a piece of junk look, right? So that reflect Han's characteristics. But this time, we have to, you know, reflect Lando's characteristic, which is the most beautiful ship in the universe, with you know, sleek, nice, stylish look, with everything, you know, new, interior, outside, you know, everything is just, so it's a completely 180 degree difference from the Han's Falcon and then Lando's Falcon. So that was yeah, pretty challenging, you know, how yeah. to, you know, show that difference, you know.
It's almost clothing for each character.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the biggest challenge of the, yeah, I said how to transform that one. So we decided to create 8 different staging from the Lando's Falcon, the final, to the final, you know, the Han's Falcon, with you know, many gribbly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we had to create 8 different, you know, asset. And then the biggest challenge was, oh, so there, I said, you know, Land Falcon has 12,000 parts, and the Han's Falcon has ended up about 21,000 parts. I had to create 17,000 parts for the transition. So total, there are 50,000 parts to create that Kessel Run effect. The nightmare was how to, so we created the 8 different stage by turning visibility on and off. of the, those 50,000 parts. So that, you know, managing that visibility control was totally nightmare. And then it took 120 days to, you know, complete all asset from the Lando Falcon to the Hans Falcon.
120 days just for
creating the model. Yeah.
Before it then starts doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. I was very interested when he goes through the Kessel Run, how the damage and how intricate the damage reflects.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That Star Wars Millennium Falcon, how much thought did you put into that?
All right, so this is a replica of the episode 4 of Millennium Falcon, original Falcon, look like. This one has a round antenna facing to the front. And then actually there are three legs here. And then on the other hand, this Lando's Falcon, unfortunately, I don't have a legs here, but it has 5 legs. And then during the Kessel Run, she, lost 2 front, gears, and then become the 3-leg Falcon in the episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
And also the antenna was the same, round dish, but it's facing the top. And then, this one also, the lost in the Kessel Run, and then Han and Chewie put a new, antenna here for the episode 4. Actually, in episode 6, during the Death Star, trench run,
yes,
she hit the something and then this, removed. And then in the episode 7, the Force Awakens, she has a whole new, rectangle antenna instead of that one.
It so seems that, like the radar dish is just a bad design because it just keeps getting knocked off.
Hey guys, thanks for listening and I hope you enjoyed that short but sweet chat with the very awesome Masa Narita of Industrial Light and Magic. Now that wraps up all the little snippets from my trip up to Lucasfilm, where I was recording a story for Studio 10, a morning television show in Australia about the home release of Solo, a Star Wars story. If you want to watch that full clip, you can see me in action on Australian television. It's 6 minutes of Star Wars joy with Ray Park and Beth and Rob from ILM, edited into a sweet little package, a little taste of show business. Very fun. The link to that will be in the notes of this podcast. With your little podcatcher, quite often there's little links that you can hit to do other stuff. So check that out. And as always, if you enjoyed this or any Steel Wars episode, I hope you enjoyed one of them at least through all 189 plus other supplementary episodes. I really hope you liked one of them. But if you did, if you liked this one, drop us a retweet or a share on Twitter or Facebook. It really, really helps us spread the word because we're just an independent podcast and listener word of mouth is pretty much the only way people find out about what you're up to. So your help is really appreciated. If you want to support the podcast in a small financial way and be rewarded with weekly bonus content, please consider checking out the Steel Wars Patreon. For just $3 a month, you get every episode that we've ever made interruption free, along with weekly bonus episodes. Last week we put up The Last Jedi commentary, a full 2.5 hour audio commentary with The Last Jedi's very own details, slow and low, from Canto Bight, and he has tons of joyous backstage stories from when he was poking around the set trying to take it all in while doing his job. Details is pure joy. You can play it over the movie, which when people message me that they're doing that, I'm it's flattering that someone decides to watch the movie with you talking over them. Or you can just listen to it in the car. It's pretty easy to follow along, especially if you've seen the film and, you know, the stories. You don't need to really watch the film as you go. Also, last week, we have a new Robbo report up, and that is a 71-minute banger where I quiz Robbo why he had to chastise the fandom's imagination. We talk about Robbo's Star Wars resistance, non-watching, non-boycott, and discuss the chilling butterfly effect of Robbo's re-edit of the Darth Maul reveal scene in Solo. Plus, we take as normal listener questions and fill in the rest with some of our classic Robbo and Steel bickering. And just a heads up that after last week's break in the hyper news, ironically because I was at a Patreon con, if you can believe it, there's such a thing, hyper news will be back live streaming on YouTube this Friday. If you're in America, it's Friday evening, or if you're in Australia, it is Saturday morning or noon, depending on your location. And if you're in Europe, it's hella late Friday night, you guys. But man, we appreciate when you do listen in. It is super fun to either call in and interact with us on the show or join the crew on the YouTube chat to type along as we chat about what we're talking about or sometimes totally random things. Yeah, I see what you guys are talking about. Not on topic. Very insulting, really, to my very fragile show business ego. And of course, if you can't join us live, just check out the YouTube on demand, or if you're on the $1 tier on Patreon, you also get an exclusive audio version of that, so you can listen to it in the car if you can't be bothered looking at a YouTube screen. And of course, that if you're on the $3 tier or above, you get that as well. And I'm happy to report next week we will return to our full length interview shows. We have gotten through the first month of fatherhood, and I've got a 90-minute banger coming at you next week. So, we will be back to normal. Thank you for your patience through these mini episodes. I have changed many diapers, more than 189, which is the number of this episode. So many diapers, you guys. So many diapers. And until then, make sure you're following us on at Steel Wars on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for plenty of fun links, images, and if you just want to chat Star Wars. Thank you guys so much, and may that force be with you.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
If you're after more Star Wars listening, please check out the Making Star Wars Podcast Network at makingstarwars.net, where you can find such great podcasts as Blue Harvest, First Order Transmissions, Idiot's Array, Making Star Wars Now This Is Podcasting, Podcast 2187, Rebel Girl, Rogue One, Tarkin's Top Shelf, The Cargo Hold, and The Sith List. So that's planetbroadcasting.com and makingstarwars.net. Los Angeles tickets are now on sale for our final live podcast of the year at Geeky Tees, Magnolia Boulevard, Burbank on Saturday, December 15th at 4 p.m. For the first time ever, we'll be doing a live podcast version of our annual Listener Prediction Review Show, where we review all the Star Wars news predictions that you guys made at the start of the year. I'll be joined on stage by a grip of previous Steel Wars guests, along with the live audience, to help us decide who was the Jedi Master Star Wars predictor for 2018. And spoiler alert, I did not fare well in this competition. It's going to be a hilarious afternoon of live Star Wars fun, Saturday, December 15th, 4 p.m. at Geeky Tees Burbank. Tickets are on sale at merchostore.com. The link is in the show notes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.